Hi there, and welcome to the next DBN podcast. My name is Melanie Kant, and today I'm joined by Cathy Chapman from Travel Counsellors. Good morning, Cathy. How are you?
Good morning, Melanie. Today is another day.
Yeah, no, we were just talking about whether it's Thursday morning, and we've blinked it like it was Monday, and then we blinked and it's Thursday. It's been one of those busy weeks, which we can't complain about, can we?
Yeah.
Cathy, you're quite a newbie at DBN. 2 months, is it?
Yes, just 2 months coming up. That's right. Yes. Good vibes.
Good. I was going to say 2 months and you've already gained a spot at our monthly members meeting called What's the Crack, Cath?
Very apt title. What's the crack?
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, let's explain it to them. Can you tell me a little bit about your business and sort of a little bit about your history and how you end up doing what you're doing today?
Yes, I will. A lot of people have asked me how I came to being with Travel Counsellors, and I suppose I go back to when I left university at Kingston many, many years ago, and I worked for Thompson Holidays, as it was then, in Paris. So I worked there for a couple of years, just being a normal tour rep and doing all the hotel runs, the airport runs, etc., etc. So I did that for a couple of years, and then I had the choice of either doing Morocco for the winter season or Birmingham. So I came back to Birmingham because that's where my future husband was. So I know, but there you go, such is life. So I worked for Thompson Holidays again in Birmingham, doing lots of ticketing and airline stuff like that. And then moving forward a couple of years, we moved down to London, to Heathrow. Well, we didn't live in Heathrow, but we lived in Walton-on-Thames. Mm-hmm. And I worked for Air France for quite a few years as a passenger stewardess originally. And then I worked on the ground, and I was in charge of VIP concierge services. So basically ferrying people about who were too posh to go the normal route doing all of that. So that was interesting,
can you name drop? Can you mention a few sort of celebs that you've come across?
Yeah, we did quite a lot. I think the nicest one for me, a lot of people mightn't even know him now, is Dirk Bogarde, who's no longer here. He was just gorgeous. Sacha Distel was my fave, and everybody knew at the airport how much I liked him. So every time he came with us, it was like, Cathy, come and see Sacha, come and see, and treat him and take him through customs. So, yeah, and a few pop stars who were sort of a little bit full of themselves, shall we say. It was interesting, it was good.
Many people probably don't know that my career didn't start here, but I did a few years for British Airways, and so I've got a passion for traveling, for the airline, the travel industry too. So I love hearing little stories
never leaves you.
No, it's still under my skin. I left for just like personal reasons, and I was getting married and children. And when you've got young children, you work in that industry, it sometimes just doesn't work out. But
well, that was exactly why I moved back north, because I got married, and then I was pregnant with my son Joseph. And obviously, we used to do all the Royal Air Maroc and Tunisian flights. Who Christmas Day to them, it's just like another day, and I didn't want to be flying or doing anything to do. And I had a little baby, so decided to move back northeast, and I retrained as a teacher at a secondary school in Bishop Auckland.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought you were going to say, and in came Travel Counsellors. So tell
us.
So at what point did you decide, right, okay, I'm going to go back to my roots and go back to the travel industry?
Well, I've got to be honest, I love teaching the kids, the teenagers. I thought they were just absolutely brilliant. So I taught them French and German for 23 years, would you believe? And I did that because it fitted in with my son. So his very, very, very last day at university after 6 years was my very, very last day as a teacher. And that's how I planned it. So basically, job done. That's what I wanted to do, spend as much time as I could with my son. Then I jumped back to travel, and we went to Paris. We had a reunion in Paris with all the girls I used to work with 30 odd years ago. And then one of the girls there who was my boss at the time, she was a travel counsellor, and I thought, ooh, that sounds excellent. Yeah. And so I did some research, and I basically rang them up, and I thought, not too good to be true. So I thought I'd land on them, which I did, in Bolton. And I spent the day there, and I was just totally blown away. It was just right up my street. Mm-hmm. And I've loved it ever since, and I've been doing it ever since, and I've never, never looked back.
Yeah.
Scary jump from being employed with a good salary to being self-employed, commission only, but it was the right time. And once the bug gets you, it just gets you.
Oh, it does. I totally understand that. And even now, you know, when I go on holiday, I always, if I'm at the airport, I'm always looking to see what the girls are doing behind the desk or the men doing behind the desk. Yeah. And, you know, because for a short while, as part of my training, I'd spent a little bit of time down in Heathrow Terminal 4, it was on right. the desk. And it's mm-hmm. like, it's just like a hustle and bustle, isn't it?
There's it is, yeah.
On, and I had something to do with One World, which was the British Airways Alliance.
The Alliance.
Yeah, so I worked night shift for a while and, you know, spoke to like airline personnel all over the world. It was so interesting. Anyway, back to you. So, present day, you're now working for yourself, you're a travel counsellor, and as I said at the start of the podcast, you've got, if you want it, you've got a spot every members meeting called What's the Crack, Cathy, and you tell us about the travel corridors and whether we'll go on holiday in it. You can see everyone gets so excited. So what is it you would like?
Or depressed.
Or depressed, yeah. Although I think there was a bit of a buzz on Tuesday, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was, definitely.
So what is it you would like to see out of DBN?
I'm looking obviously to expand. What I mean, I have many, many loyal customers who come to me all the time and have done for a few years, but I think every business wants to grow, and because we don't have a high street presence, and that's because we don't want a high street presence, because everything we do is very personal, and all of the travel counsellors, there are 1800 of us by the way in five different countries, we're all home based, we're all home workers, and we do the wraparound concierge service, so the very personal touch. So I think a lot of people have been bitten by the transactional service, whereby the internet just, it doesn't care. It doesn't care at all. You're just a number, a statistic. And we're very different in terms of, we don't shut our offices at 5:30. So if somebody wanted to call me of a weekend or a Sunday or a bank holiday saying they want to do this, they want to do that, then I'm available within parameters, you know. Yeah. But when they're traveling 24/7, that's part of the pact, really. That's what I do, as well as the duty office at head office now, who've moved to Manchester. We have a fabulous global duty team, so they're constantly monitoring world events, what's going, and they're very, very proactive. And quite often, like when the ash cloud happened, things like that, our clients are sorted before they even know there's a problem. And I just love that side of it, that there's that massive big security blanket around me, as well as me around my clients. And I think that's what clients appreciate. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. But it's not just leisure. I've got quite a large corporate side as well. And I think that's very exciting, the way that I'm getting people on board, because it's very different to leisure. It's very in the minute. You've got to be here, got to be there on time. Yeah. And some of my corporate guys, the women are really good, but sorry about this, but sometimes the guys need a little bit of a reminder, shall we say, to get out the hotel bed and get on that aeroplane. But
you're not talking about my husband, are you? He's like that.
No, seriously, that's what I've found, that sometimes they like their hand held a little bit more, which is absolutely fine, because that's just exactly what I do. So yeah, I'm looking to expand. We offer a full portfolio of a full management service. So I do like stats analysis of where we have corporate fairs. We have access to corporate fairs that the public just can't get. Mm-hmm. And then based on that, I do an average of a 6-month review or a quarterly review, whatever my corporate clients want, to see whether there's any sort of savings to be made, et cetera, et cetera. So in a nutshell, I literally am a one-stop travel shop.
Yeah. So yeah. And how competitive are you then, Cathy? If someone had said to you, right, I would like to go to, assuming all the travel corridors, I would like to go to Dubai in August. You know, do you sort of compare them? Is it like compare the market?
Well, it'd be easy. It'd be easy to say what I don't do. So what we don't do is stack them high, sell them cheap, because that's not what we're about. So I'm not looking. It depends whether my clients are, or prospective clients are, budget orientated or service orientated. So if, and I'll never do anything without chatting to people, because it's only by talking to people you get to the nitty gritty of what they want, what they don't want, what their expectations are, etc. And it has to be a fit for me as well as for them. So I'm not for everybody. So some people who are used to doing not mentioning the online sites, but that works for them, that's great, but that's not what I do. However, we have a huge purchasing power, and we've got thousands and thousands of directly contracted hotels anyway, so we cut out the middlewoman in the hotel buying process. So we have lots and lots of beds, and we're very, very competitive, and people can just try. And if they don't like it, then that's fine.
Do you know, it goes back to any sort of service sector. You would get what you pay for.
Basically. You get what you pay for.
Or you get what you ask for, I think.
Yes. That's
the difference there. And when it comes to holidays and travel these days, I know that when I was younger, I was 18, 19, the cheaper the better. But now that I'm
of course.
A lady of a certain age, and I've got a young family with me, my priorities have changed. There's other things that I look at. So I totally appreciate
that's that. Right. And it's like saving people time, and time is so much more valuable than money, isn't it, nowadays, with our busy lives? And I think people just like the security of knowing that if anything goes wrong, they pick up the phone. To be honest, I'm probably on it before they know it. And it's me. It's not a call center. It's not hanging on the line. And a lot of my clients, they like that.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant. So you, like I mentioned earlier, you've been a DBN member for a couple of months now. Have we made a bit of an impression on you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I like it. I like the buzz. I'm getting to know people now. So, yeah, a bit scary doing this, though.
Do you know what it is? I can't sort of reiterate this enough. People think that networking is, you know, you just turn up, you try and give out your business card and do a little bit of a sales pitch, and then you walk away again. But networking's not. It's all about
getting relationships, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's getting to know other people's businesses and giving them the opportunity to get to know yours, but it's building relationships, and it's not until you build those relationships that the referrals come flooding, because not everyone can buy from you straight away. So if they're not in a position to buy, then perhaps they know somebody who could buy DBN, the members are such a rich referral source to each other, you know, they spend time getting to know each other. So that's the difference, really. So if anyone, Kathy, would like to get in touch with you to find out, obviously, more information about, obviously, travel corridors that are open at the moment, or perhaps if you could help them out with a holiday, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I do have a Facebook business page, which is Kathy Chapman Travel Counsellor as in LLOR. So it's nothing to do with holding your hands and mopping your brow after you've ever had a bad holiday and counselling you that way. and obviously my LinkedIn. And then I've got my own website, which is www.travelcounsellors.co.uk/Kathy.Chapman. That's Kathy Charlie Alpha Tango, not Kilo.
Right. So you may as well throw in your telephone number as well, Kathy.
All right. Okay. So 01388 548 390.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Kathy, it's been lovely talking to you, and hopefully we'll see you a lot. We will, won't we? We'll see you along at the next call.
Yep,
we need to have a regular What's the Crack Cast.
Yep. What's the Crack Cast slot? Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a little bit better than this time. So
hopefully, there'll be more options available.
Yep.
Thanks for your time, Kathy. Speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you. Bye.